Do you ever have like corn that you might eat right off the?
Oh yeah, we have that here every other night. Right now, it's shipped in from down south, but the real good sweet corn here, it'll be about another 3 or 4 weeks before we get any from around here.
What do you call that when you eat it?
Cobs, okay. Corn on a cob.
You ever hear it called roasting ears?
Sure.
Okay. What about, what's the stuff that you take off the corn?
Husks and silk.
Okay. Do they grow beans in this area at all?
Grow.
Beans?
Yeah, mostly pinto beans.
Okay.
There's a big cash crop in this area.
Okay. Can they grow any other kinds that you know of? Green beans or?
They don't grow a lot of green beans.
Okay.
They do too. We have a farmer's market here every Saturday, and they bring in everything from spinach to green beans and red beets and so forth that they grow in their plots out on the farm.
Okay. What about, you mentioned squash.
Yes.
What kinds, do you know of the different kinds of squash around here?
Acorn and Muriel, what kind of squash do we have around here?
Oh, lots of zucchini and
acorn.
Acorn and the little yellow
what's that
squash, called? I don't know what you call it.
Yeah, I've seen that.
A lot of zucchini.
Okay.
And the Hubbard squash, we have Hubbard squash.
Hubbard.
Do you, are peaches grown around here at all?
No, on the other side of the mountains. Grand Junction. Palisade.
Okay. Do you know what kind of peaches they have there?
Yeah, Red Havens.
They used to call them Freestones.
Freestone.
Okay. Do you know why they call them Freestone?
It's easy to take the
pit out right of it.
Do you know what the other one's called? The opposite of freestone, where it sticks in there pretty well?
Mm-hmm.
Have you ever heard of clingstone?
Clingstone? Have you ever heard of a clingstone peach?
Yes.
That's the one that doesn't come out so easy.
She would have heard of it. That's her hobby.
Yeah. He mentioned that you do some canning, or you used to.
She still does bread and butter pickles.
Yeah? That sounds good.
I freeze most everything now, peaches and...
Oh, okay.
Cherries.
Do you ever make any sort of jelly or anything like that?
Oh, sure.
Oh, sure, all kinds. Name it, she's done it.
Yeah. That's great. Do they grow mushrooms around here for eating at all?
They used to grow them down by Denver. I don't know where any mushroom factories are now.
No, I don't either. There was one.
There used to be one.
Savory near Denver. But
between here and Denver, a big one. But okay. It's in the middle of the city now.
Do they grow wild around here at all?
Well, they grow wild. People find them up in the mountains and so forth.
Okay. On the plains too, or pretty much up in the mountains?
Yeah.
Okay. Do you know what kinds they are at all?
No. Okay. I'm not a mushroom freak. Okay. I love, but I didn't study them.
Yeah, all right. Do you remember maybe some different things they made with beef back in the old days that they don't make so much anymore? We all got our steaks and hamburgers.
What they used to make with beef that they don't make anymore, like meatloaf and...
Well, I was wondering about, like, chipped beef. Have you ever heard of that?
Chipped beef?
Yeah.
Sure. You buy this thin shaved and call it chipped beef and make a gravy out of it.
Okay. Do they ever have hogs up here much, or pigs?
Oh, yes.
Do they have those? Do you remember things they used to make with pigs, maybe when you were younger?
Cracklins and...